Reading today from Srimad Bhagavat Puran, section 8, canto 8, chapter 23, verse 10. The chapter is entitled, "The Demigods Regain the Heavenly Planets." Chapter 10, text 10 is, Nityam datasimam tatra kadapanim avastitam madarshana mahalada dvasta karmani bandana. Nityam, constantly, dasta, the seer, asi, you shall be, mam, unto me, tatra, there. It's referring to Sutta Loka. Gadapanim, with a club in my hand. Avastitam, situated there. Madarshana, by seeing me in that form. Maha-alada, by the great transcendental bliss. Dvasta, having been vanquished. Kama-bandhanaha, the bondage of fruitive activities. Translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead assured Prahlad Maharaj, you shall be able to see me there in my usual feature with conch shell, disc, club, and lotus in my hand. Because of your transcendental bliss, due to always personally seeing me, you will have no further bondage to fruitive activities. So responsively, the Supreme Personality of Godhead assured Prahlad Maharaj, you shall be able to see me there in my usual feature with conch shell, disc, club, and lotus in my hand. Because of your transcendental bliss, due to always personally seeing me, you will have no further bondage to fruitive activities. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Karma Bandha, the bondage of fruitive activities, entails the repetition of birth and death. One performs fruitive activities in such a way that he creates another body for his next life. As long as one is attached to fruitive activities, he must accept another material body. This repeated acceptance of material bodies is called samsara bandhana. To stop this, a devotee is advised to see the Supreme Lord constantly. The Kanista Adhikari, or neophyte devotee, is therefore advised to visit the temple every day to see the form of the Lord regularly. Thus, the neophyte devotee can be freed from the bondage of fruitive activities. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharni Nirvasesa Sunyavadi Paskacha Desatarni Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita, Sri Gadadhar, Sri Bhas Adigaur Bhakta Brinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Narayanam Namaskritya, Naram Chaiva Narottamam, Devim Saraswatim Vyasam, Tato Jayam Udirayat. Today is the disappearance day of Srinivas Pandit. This is the 10th day of the waxing moon of Ashar. Tomorrow is Ekadasi. Srila Prabhupada in New York City, March 1968, he said, there is no difference between the teachings in Chaitanya Charitamrita and the teachings of Bhagavad Gita by Lord Krishna. He said that the Chaitanya Charitamrita teachings, they practically demonstrate the concepts that are contained within the teachings of the Bhagavad Gita. He said, those who follow the teachings of Chaitanya Charitamrita, they can help society stop the karma bandha, the continual entanglement within the web of fruitive activities which leads to the repetition of birth and death. Srila Prabhupada said, these teachings can elevate society to the topmost platform of liberated activities within Krishna consciousness. And this constitutes the goal of perfection of human society. He said, this will give a new light in spiritual life. So, the Gaudiya Vaishnavs, they consider the preliminary study of spiritual life to be in Bhagavad Gita. The advanced study to be the teachings of Srimad Bhagavat Puran. And the most advanced understanding of spiritual life is contained within the chapters of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. The Chaitanya Charitamrita is so pertinent and it is so sweet because it exemplifies so many wonderful devotional relationships between the different Vaishnavas. In the Gaura Gandhesha Deepika, verse 11, it deals with the tattva, with the truths of the Panchatattva. In this verse it is described the five features of Lord Chaitanya. It mentions that the Bhakta Rupa, the form of a devotee, is Lord Chaitanya himself. That the Bhakta Swarupa, the devotee incarnation, is Lord Nityananda. That the Bhaktavatar, the devotee manifestation, is Sri Advaita. That Bhakta Shakti, devotional energy, is Gadadhar. And Bhaktyakta, the pure devotee, is exemplified in Srivas and a number of other pure devotees. So we say, Srivas Adi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda, Srivas and the other pure devotees. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela, chapter 1, section 1, verse 14, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, the spiritual master of our spiritual master, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, was a lifelong monk and a very erudite scholar. Commenting on Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi 114, he said, Lord Chaitanya reveals himself in different ways, making different manifestations. This is according to his desire to experience different variegated pastimes. So Lord Chaitanya, he explains, is displayed in five features. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj said, ontologically, there is no difference within any of these features. Ontology is a philosophical study of beings or existence. It's the branch of metaphysics that considers how entities can be grouped within a hierarchy and subdivided according to similarities or according to differences. So ontology is the analysis and the grouping of entities within a different category into different divisions and subdivisions. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati says, Panchatattva is not to be divided with any ontological understanding. He said it's simply Lord Chaitanya in five features, Lord Chaitanya who is Krishna himself. In the Gaur Ganodesha Deepika, verse 90, it is said, Srivatsa Pandito Diman Vapara Narado Munihi. It says there that Srivas Acharya is none other than Narad Muni himself. Narad Muni has come to participate in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, and he was constantly involved in Krishna's Leela. So today is the disappearance day of Srivas Acharya, and we should understand that he is none other than Narad Muni, who was constantly involved with Krishna and with other incarnations. Krishna Das Kaviraj Maharaj, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela, chapter 1, verse 38, he says, Bhagavan Nara Bhakta Yata Srinivas Pradana Tatshabdhara Pade Padme Sahasra Pranama. He says, of the innumerable devotees of the Lord, Srivas Thakur is the foremost devotee. He said, I offer my respectful prostrations thousands of times to his lotus feet. Srivas was born in Sylhet. This is near the Burmese border. He later came to Navadvip, where he was very involved in the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His father was a Vedic Brahmin, and his older brother was the grandfather to Vrindavan Das, who compiled Chaitanya Bhagavat. Nimai Pandit, as Lord Chaitanya was known when he was younger, when he himself was a student, in his student days, he was very erudite, very scholarly, very gifted, and he himself had a number of students. One day, Lord Chaitanya was having different philosophical discussions with his students, in which he would pose arguments from Buddhists or arguments from impersonalists. He would take this part and he would argue and he would defeat his students. Then he would show them how to defeat the arguments that he had made, which had defeated them. So in this way they were discussing various philosophical concepts and arguments. Srivas Acharya, when he heard this, he said to Lord Chaitanya, he said, the purpose of study is to become a devotee. Said, why study unless the goal is to become devotee? He said, this is simply a waste of time. He said, you should give up this pointless argument and start to worship the Supreme Lord Krishna. Of course, we understand that they are having playful exchanges, playful leela with each other. So Lord Chaitanya, as a young student, he said to Srivas, he paid his prostrations to him, paid his obeisances, and said, you are a devotee. And by your mercy, surely, in time, I will become devotional and worship Krishna one day. So, Srivat is saying to the Supreme Lord, why don't you become a devotee and worship Krishna? And Nimai Pandit, he's saying, oh, I have been blessed by a wonderful devotee. So surely this must pass. Surely one day I will have this great fortune of worshipping Krishna. When Lord Chaitanya came from Gaya, he was exhibiting all of the symptoms of being intoxicated by divine love. He was completely absorbed in love of Krishna, and on account of this, he was exhibiting so many different symptoms. Sachimata, his mother, she was most disturbed by this, and she thought, he's gone mad. So she was lamenting. She was complaining to others, my son, he has completely lost it. He's gone mad. He's lost reality. I'm just so disturbed by this. In time, Srivas, he came to know about this. So he came to the home of Lord Chaitanya. He asked Sachimata, could I see him? So Lord Chaitanya was exhibiting all of these symptoms because he was completely absorbed in divine love. Then when he regained consciousness and he saw Srivas, he said, people, they think that I am crazy because they think that my humors have been disturbed. Now humors, this is from a very ancient system of medical diagnosis. There are four elements: earth, water, fire, air, and there are four elements, four attributes of hot, cold, moist, and dry. So when these combine with each other, you have a condition which produces a particular bodily and a particular mental condition. So, for example, hot and cold and dry. This produces long-term sadness and is often a symptom of those in old age. Hot and moist makes a person very active and confident about future events, very optimistic. If he's suffering from cold and moist, he becomes very, very calm and very leisurely in how he goes about things. So Lord Chaitanya was saying that people are of the opinion that I have a very serious imbalance of the humors, and everything is mixed so much up and so confused that it has produced a state of madness in me. Sri Vats Acharya said to him, he said, if your fluids are disturbed, then this is the condition that I wish upon myself also. Because you are exhibiting very powerful devotional feelings, and these have entered your body. Krishna has been very merciful to you. This pastime is described in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. 2:2, verses 113 to 117. One time, when Nityananda came to Navadvip, Sri Vats recited to him a verse from Bhagavad Gita. It's in the 10th canto, the 21st chapter, verse 5, and the gopis are describing Krishna's activities. So Sri Vats, he recited a verse from this section. He said, wearing a peacock feather ornament upon his head, blue karnikara flowers on his ears, a yellow garment as brilliant as gold, and by wearing a Vaijanti mala garland, Lord Krishna exhibited his transcendental form as the greatest of dancers, and he entered the forest of Vrindavan, beautifying it with marks from his footprints. Sri Vats continued, he filled the holes of his flutes with the nectar of his lips, and the cowherd boy sung his glories. When Sri Vats recited this verse to Lord Nityananda, Lord Nityananda fainted in ecstasy, contemplating the divine pastimes of Sri Krishna. In Sri Vats Anga, Sri Vats' house, Lord Chaitanya and select personal devotees would gather there and chant kirtan all night long. And the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan Das Thakur, they record many, many very intimate pastimes of the Lord revealing various aspects of His transcendental form to His intimate devotees, and by Lord Chaitanya enacting various pastimes. But probably the most famous leela is of the Kazi Chand magistrate when going to Srivatsa's house. He was disturbed by the sound of the kirtan, and he went with his soldiers, with his police, and he disturbed the kirtan, he broke the drum, and he beat several of the kirtan performers. When Lord Chaitanya came to know about this, he organized this a protest. And at night, by torchlight, they advanced to the Kazi Chand's residence. Lord Chaitanya was dancing, leading the procession, which consisted of thousands of devotees. Because as they danced and had kirtan, more and more people, they would stop what they were doing and they would join the procession. So by the time they came to the Kazi Chand's residence, there were literally thousands of people in the procession. He became very afraid and he hid himself. But Lord Chaitanya, he asked some very respectable people who lived in that vicinity to go and ask the Kazi that he wanted to speak to him. So the Kazi Chand came. Lord Chaitanya spoke to him about being able to continue the congregational chanting of the holy names. Kazi Chand, he was in a mind to do this because he explained that after he had broken the drum that evening, a half man, half lion figure appeared to him. He sat on him, he was very angry, and he told them that he was about to tear him open like he had done with Haranyakasipu. The Kanchazi was terrified. So Lord Chaitanya warned him that Lord Nrisimha warned him that he would in fact do this if ever he disturbed the kirtan parties again. So from then he never ever interfered. He became the devotee of Lord Chaitanya and he supported the congregational chanting of the holy names, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In Mayapur, the area of Mayapur, the nearest town, a couple of kilometers down the road, there is a town which exists today called Bamanpukur. And in Bamanpukur today, one can go and visit the tomb of Chand Kazi. And this is revered by the Muslims because he was a dignitary of Muslim stature, and also by devotees because he assisted Lord Chaitanya in the Sankirtan movement. After taking sannyas, is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita 2, 9, verses 255 and 256, that Srivas and others, they would leave Navadvip and they would come to Puri for the rainy season each year to associate with Lord Chaitanya. There, they would have Nagar Kirtan, and they would assemble themselves into seven different kirtan groups. Each kirtan group had musicians, it had a lead singer, and it had a lead dancer. So in the first group, Swarup Damodar was the main singer, and Veta Acharya, he was the main dancer. In the second group, Srivas was the main singer, and Nityananda was the main dancer. In the third group, Mukunda Datta sang, and Haridas Thakur danced. The fourth group, Govinda Ghosh sang, Prakash Kumar Pandit was the main dancer. The fifth group was the village people of Kiluna, and Ramananda and Satyaraj were the dancers. From Shantipur, the Shantipur group, Achyutananda danced. And from the Srikand area, Narahari and Raghunanda played the lead roles. When Mahaprabhu danced, all seven of the groups of musicians, singers, and dancers accompanied Lord Chaitanya dancing. This dancing in kirtan is the way that ISKCON has spread all over the world. In the Western countries, ISKCON has spread. So many hundreds of thousands of people have joined because of the potency of the street kirtan, Nagar kirtan. In India, people tend to do their worship more in temples. And in the Western countries, Indian people who live in the Western countries tend to go to the temples, including the ISKCON temples, for their worship. But the real spreading of the Yuga Dharma, of Harinam Sankirtan, is the Nagar Kirtan. And Srivats, as we've just read, he would love to sing both in his house and also do Nagar Kirtan for the benefit of all living entities. This verse that we read today, Nityam Tatasimam Tatra Gadapanim Avastitam Maddarshana Mahalada Dvasta Karma Nibandana. Srila Prabhupada translates this as, the Supreme Personality of Godhead assured Prahlad Maharaj, you will be able to see me there in my usual feature with conch shell, disc, club, and lotus in my hand. Because of your transcendental bliss, due to always seeing me, you will have no further bondage to fruitive activities. The expression in the verse, in the Sanskrit verse, is dvastva karma nibandana, which means having vanquished the bondage of fruitive activities. Srila Prabhupada begins the purport by saying, karma bandha, the bondage of fruitive activities, entails the repetition of birth and death. One performs fruitive activities in such a way that he creates another body for his next life. This concept of karma bandhana is throughout the Vedic literatures. In the Bhagavad Gita, in Srimad Bhagavat Puran, and in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, verse 51 said, Janma Bandha Vinir Mukta. This concept is variously referred to as karmabandha, the bondage of fruitive activities, sharirabandha, the bondage of having a material body, or janmabandha, the bondage of having taken a birth in this material world. The verse 251 says, by engaging in devotional service, great sages freed themselves from results of work in this material world, thereby freeing themselves from the cycle of birth and death. So the whole idea of Krishna consciousness is that we are suffering because of being bound within this material world, bound by the three modes of material nature on account of having a material body. So the whole world is working, laboring under the false concept that at some point they can be happy within this material world. Most people all over the world are simply struggling for basic existence, simply struggling to have enough to live in a very, very modest way. All over the world, there are some very, very successful people, people who are very wealthy, people who have great facilities to enjoy materially. But even these few people who are in different places all over the world, in every country, even these few people are suffering from birth, old age, disease, and death. So even if they have some temporary situation in which they can enjoy materially, still this is very limited and will not last very long. Srila Prabhupada, throughout Srimad Bhagavatam, continuously refers in the section of Jadbharat, in the section of Paranjan, in the section of Priyavrata Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada in his purport, he quotes Narottam Das Thakur. Narottam Das Thakur has written two books. One of them is Pratana. And in this, he sings that I have invited my spiritual death by not worshipping Lord Chaitanya. Due to my neglect, I have lost the transcendental treasure of love for Krishna. And in verse 2, he mentions this karma bandha, this being bound in material circumstances. He says, satsanga chadikunu asat vilasa te karana ligiloye karma bandha pansa. He says, I gave up the association of devotees to enjoy sense gratification in the association of common men who were doing nonsense activities. And immediately Maya caught me and entangled me in a web of fruitive activities. This word pansa is translated as web, like in a spider's web, just caught up in all the intricacies. Srila Prabhupada, he gives a purport to this particular song. And regarding this particular karma bandha, Srila Prabhupada says, he says, so why is it happening? Why have I given up the association of devotees and associating with common men for nonsense activities? Association with non-devotees produces material attachment, and that means implication in material conditioned life. So one has to associate with devotees. One can learn about God only in association of devotees. Therefore, we are pushing this Krishna conscious society. You'll find that one comes to this, who comes to this society, makes further advancement. So association with devotees is very important. Here, Narottam Das Thakur laments, Satsanga chadi kinnu asatya vilasa se karana legilo ye karma banda pansa. I have given up the association of devotees and tried to enjoy amongst non-devotees. And immediately Maya has caught me and mangled me in the web of fruitive activities. Prabhupada says, Maya is just by our side. As soon as we give up the company of devotees, Maya says, yes, come and join me, come to my company. Prabhupada says, no one can remain without any company. That is not possible. One must associate either with Maya or with Krishna. And when we speak of Krishna, we mean Krishna and his devotees. Krishna is never alone. He is always with Radharani and with gopis and with cowherd boys. So to be Krishna conscious means to keep in association of devotees of Krishna. Narottam Das Thakur was Champaka Manjari in Krishna Leela. He is eternally assisting Rupa Manjari. And he is very merciful to the conditioned souls, so appeared as Narottam Das Thakur. The Bhakni Ratnakara, full moon, said he was born in the full moon, in the month of Magh, in the middle of the 15th century. He wrote two books, Pratana and Prem Bhakti Chandrika, and they're songs appropriate for every devotional mood within these books. And these books have been published and republished many, many times. So, this verse, the verse itself mentions Drishva Karma Bandha, and Srila Prabhupada emphasizes in the purport, the first word is Karma Bandha, the bondage of fruitive activities, and Srila Prabhupada refers to this concept, this incident, this situation again and again and again throughout his books, throughout his commentaries, throughout his classes. Because karmabandha is what is preventing us from becoming fully Krishna conscious, from leaving this cycle of birth and death, leaving this material world, going back to our eternal home in the spiritual world. The foolishness of associating with material body, the foolishness of trying to obtain gratification from the senses of this material body, from temporary objects within this material world, is what militates against us being Krishna conscious. So being aware of karmabandha, being aware of our foolish conditioned tendency to identify with the material world, to have sense gratification as our goal within the material world, is what is preventing us, militating against us becoming Krishna conscious. Panchatattva, in his five features, is primarily to promote Nagakirtan, the public chanting of the holy name of Krishna, which is declared to be the most effective means of restoring our original transcendental consciousness of the spiritual world. And everyone should take every opportunity to engage in kirtan, both in the temple where so many people come, and also Nagar Kirtan in events like Rath Yatra and Pandav programs, where all together we chant and encourage others in Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. We have a couple of minutes before the next part of our morning program. Does anyone have any comment, or would anyone like to make and ask any question on the subject matter that we discussed today? Is there any question? One moment, please. One moment. Does anyone else have a question? Prabhuji, please. What is your question?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
You were speaking that everybody needs engagement, either in the temple or in the spiritual world. So the engagement in Krishna consciousness gives us spiritual knowledge, and in the material world we are divided. So can you put some more light?
Okay, you said that by material association we become entangled, by devotional association we become enlightened, it's beneficial. So specifically, how is the association of devotees beneficial for our spiritual life? Is that your question? One time, here in Vrindavan, Srila Prabhupada, he said, while eating, it's best to eat alone. He said, while eating alone, one can fully meditate on Krishna manifesting as prasad. One can fully appreciate that this is Krishna's mercy. One can eat the proper amount. One can get proper nutritional intake by peacefully digesting. And it's best to eat alone. He said, for talking, for discussing some point, he said, it's best if two people are engaged in the discussion. Because with two people, they can have a meaningful dialogue, a meaningful exchange, without interrupting or what any commotion from any third parties. He said, Srila Prabhupada said, he said, while walking, he says, three is the best number to walk. For the one who lags behind, he is obliged to keep up with the other two. Two people would just walk at the pace of the slower person. Four people, or more than four people, would just break into groups, like we have on the Padyatra or the Brajmandal Parikram. We have a procession of people 1 kilometer, 2 kilometers long, which originally started out as a one group. So he said, best to walk in threes. Srila Prabhupada continued, he said, while making an important decision, he said, four people should sit together and make that decision. Four people is a nice amount of people that you can consider various aspects and various points to arrive at a good decision. More people, it just becomes very unruly. They say that a camel is a horse which has been designed by a committee. A camel is a horse designed by a committee. Too many people had their say to, and you didn't get a horse, you end up with a camel. Srila Prabhupada said, for spiritual life, the most number possible, this is the best number. Because various devotees will manifest various qualities. And if we look at the very next devotee who comes in the door, the very next devotee who comes here for darshan, the next person who is going to involve in the 24-hour kirtan, if we look at this person, we will see in him wonderful transcendental qualities that are developing, that are manifesting. Perhaps not in such a degree in some other devotee who is developing a different quality. And if we don't notice qualities developing in the various Vaishnavas in our community, it simply means we are not paying any attention to them. The qualities are there and the qualities are developing. If we don't see them, it's simply our own inattentiveness. We're not appreciating devotees. We're not grateful for the association of devotees, who are all the sincere devotees are members of Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement. So the more that we associate with different devotees, the more we have relationships with different devotees, the more we have dialogue with different devotees, the more we can appreciate the qualities which are developing in them, and this gives us impetus to try to develop these qualities within ourselves, and this is why devotional association is the most important thing for spiritual life. In the Satsandarvas, Jiva Goswami concludes that the most important thing in Kali Yuga is the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But, he said, even more important than this most important thing, throughout all the scriptures, The Goswamis, they studied all of the revealed scriptures, systematically extracted from them the essence of Dharma, the essence of devotional activity in Kali Yuga, which is the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This is the conclusion of all the revealed, all the statements and all the scriptures. This is the conclusion. But, he said, even more important than this most important thing is the association of the Vaishnavas. Vanshakalpa, Tarubhyascha, Kripa Sindhu, Bhayevacha, Patit Pavnebhyo, Vaishnavebo, Namaha. This is a prayer which said, I offer my prostrations, I offer my obeisances, I offer my respects to all of the Vaishnav devotees of the Lord. Everyone. The lower, the mediocre, and the higher. We must have an attitude of offering respects to all the Vaishnav devotees. Then we can perceive their qualities. Then we can try to imbibe these qualities. And we can escape from this karma bandhana, this web of binding to this material world, through our birth, through our activities, through our body, through our karma, to get back to the spiritual world. Hare Krishna.